stop 10 is the large dead maple tree 2 to 3 feet before the end of the boardwalk.
Use your senses to tell the tale of the tree. Run your fingers over the bark. Is it rough or smooth? Can you feel moss or lichen on the trunk? Knock sharply on the trunk and listen. Does this tree sound hollow or hard? By now, you've probably deduced that this tree is dead. Fungi, bacteria, insects, and rain are all working to decompose the wood. Nature is the original recycler. In approximately 20 years, this dead maple will be soil from which new plants will sprout. For now, it still plays an important part in the ecology of the forest. Birds, squirrels, and raccoons take shelter in cavities that are easily excavated in the soft dead wood. Bark beetles, termites, and carpenter ants colonize the rotting wood. You can feel vertical tunnels and sawdust where they have come and gone. Woodpeckers make large, uneven holes in the wood to get at the insects. Eventually, a dead tree becomes so hollow and riddled with rot that it falls to the ground, where it continues to decompose. One of the giant limbs of this maple came crashing down in a storm and now lies in the shallow water parallel to the boardwalk.
When you are finished investigating the dead maple tree, step off the boardwalk into the forest and turn right onto the gravel path. Please stay to the left and follow the hillside on the left side of the trail. Using the slope as your guide, walk along the trail for 45 feet and stop at 2 small pine tree saplings at the bottom of the hillside on your left. Stop 11 is a stand of ferns on the slope just before the saplings, so don't walk beyond the trees. Enter 11 when you get there.